So there is demand for gigged workers, both from the employer side and the employees side. Those numbers are certainly going to increase.
This is the human cloud. The human cloud is a place where employers and workers go to be a matchmaking service.
There are payroll applications, labor distribution, accounting systems application, all residing on a platform. And that happens to be the human cloud platform. It's an integrated systems architecture for managing the contingent gig workers or the flexible workers. And that is proliferating, increasing more and more because the labor economy is moving to more hiring the flexible workers, the gig workers, etc.
I've had several conversations with business owners and top managers about our book and about the new world of work. And they're sitting there nodding their head. Yeah, Bill, you're right. I need to go to more gig workers. I need to do all this stuff. Our turnover is horrible. How do we do this? And the answer is the human cloud, right? So one of the biggest hangups that companies have is if I'm going to hire a gig worker and then they're only here for a few weeks and then they go away, I'm going to have a labor shortage. And every time that I hire someone, I got to spend a ton of money and training. I got to bring them on board, and it's just so much expense. How do I do that with a gig worker? And the answer is the human cloud. It's hard to think that HR could be automated, right? But there are pieces of HR that can be automated. And I think the danger, right? The challenge is that we don't want to automate the human element. Yeah, imagine organizations where everybody coming to work wants to come to work and is loving coming to work. That's the goal, right? We don't need all these administrative things that just bog down people, that demotivate them. And so these people specialists you're talking about can zero in on leading and motivating and these types of functions. And so now even the gig workers that show up to work want to work and they're enjoying it. They may even be your next full-time employees. Yeah, I think the key to everything you just said was that it is called the human cloud platform, not the HR cloud platform. Welcome back, everybody. It is episode 17. Today we're going to be talking about the human cloud, but we want to thank you all for subscribing to YouTube and liking us and commenting. And the 5-star reviews on the Apple Podcasts and Spotify are greatly appreciated. We're very excited as the book is published. So, very excited about that. And I just want to remind you from our website, newworldpeoplespecialists.com. Or sorry, is that right? newworldpeoplespecialists.com. I think that's the correct web address. Let me verify that real quick. Yes, newworldpeoplespecialists.com. You can go on there and stay connected with us as well. So we are also each available or altogether available for coaching and consulting and speaking engagements. So feel free to contact us if you like us to come and serve you and your people and your people leaders. So today we are talking about chapter 13.
13.
Thank you, Robert. Chapter 13 of our book titled The Human Cloud. And really, this is a very hot topic. Dr. Bob Biswas is the author of this book, so he's here, and along we have Dr. Robert Ramirez as well. So, Dr. Bob, get us started off.
We've been in this book, we talk a lot about the gigged worker and the projections of workforce composition in America and across the whole world clearly indicates that the number of gigged workers. A gig workers is another way of talking about flexible workers, on-demand workers. these the proportionate of these flexible workers is going to change, is going to increase day by day. So the employee-employer relationship will make a big transformation. In the what we are used to is the employer-employee relationship, where the employer hires an employee for some considerable period of time, and the employee brings to the table, the employer's table, their skill, knowledge, abilities, experiences, etc., and they contribute their time to the employer. So it's a, in a sense, it's a closed relationship, the current employer-employee relationship. But that has been changed. That's all. That's what our book talks about quite extensively. We are talking about the workforce is changing to that of a flexible workforce. And by the way, the flexible workforce or the gigged worker, employees want to join that classification of workers, okay? Because that gives them flexibility and work-life balance, etc. So there is demand for gigged workers, both from the employer's side and the employee's side. Those numbers are certainly going to increase. So in order to manage the HR affairs, the back-end, back-office HR activities and processes for this group of workers, what is happening, the trend is that those workers are being outsourced. The management of those workers is being outsourced to human cloud platforms. Platforms. A platform, remember, I'm teaching a systems course to do this stuff. A platform is different from a software. Software is a specific application. A platform is where various software applications reside, and they are connected, integrated through a systems integration process. So the human cloud platforms are what I described, a platform where ATS systems, applicant tracking systems, and payroll management systems, benefits administration systems are all integrated into this human cloud platform. And there are some very famous companies who are providing these platforms. There are many, many companies. I can't list them off the top of my head, but the major ones are Upwork.com, Work.com. And my students continuously remind me not to forget Fiverr, Fiverr, right, Bill? Fiverr, Fiverr.com, and Amazon Turk, it's called MechanicalTurk.com. There's some of the well-known human cloud platforms, but there are many more available. So companies who are hiring more and more gig workers, flexible workers, on-demand workers, set them, transfer their data and human resource management activities like staffing, training, development, payroll, compensation, all onto the human cloud platform. So that's my description of the human cloud platforms.
Yeah.
And these are proliferating in the new world of work. So people, specialists, have to become aware of these different platforms for managing their contingent workforce.
So the other day, my dad was telling a story, and I've been thinking about the human cloud quite a bit, but he told this story, and at first it's not going to sound like this has anything to do with what you just said, but the point will be there. So he is visiting his brother in Oklahoma. This is probably 20 years ago. And this is in this small town in Oklahoma, a Walmart Supercenter had just opened up. And so my dad went down with him, with his older brother, down to the Walmart. And he noticed that there was this bench in Walmart, and there was these old ladies sitting on the bench. And he told my dad, "Be careful sitting on that bench." It was a sparking bench, Dr. Bob. Do you know what the sparking bench is?
No.
A sparking bench is where if you're somebody that's looking to date somebody else, you sit on the bench and you wait till somebody else sits on the bench with you. So a sparking bench was a way to get people to find a date. And in this case, it was senior citizens using the sparking bench at Walmart to find someone to go on a date with. And so I thought, this is the human cloud. The human cloud is a place where employers and workers go to be a matchmaking service, right? So the employer needs somebody to do some work for them. And they know how to hire people traditionally, but maybe the best workers are not in that town. And so those workers go, I'm sitting at home. I don't live anywhere near a town. Maybe I could do some work online. And so they go to the same human cloud and they find a match.
The system, the phenomenon you just described is one element of the human crowd, which is staffing and sourcing people to be gig workers. And they have an application for that, which is usually ATS application. But there are payroll applications, labor distribution, accounting systems application, all residing on a platform. And that happens to be the human cloud platform these days. Okay? It's an integrated systems architecture for managing the contingent gig workers or the flexible workers. And that is proliferating, increasing more and more because the labor economy is moving to more hiring the flexible workers, the gig workers, etc. Like Uber, Lyft, they manage their labor, their contingent workers all on human cloud platforms, which is very good. You know, payroll with the tax reporting, everything is done via that platform, all integrated. Data is integrated.
Dr. Bob, I just wanted to add that, you know, as you talk about these human cloud platforms, the growth of these platforms has been huge. Since 2019, SIA did a survey, and they've grown by 50% just in the last, you know, two and a half years. So they're huge. Yeah.
The Software Industry Association says the human cloud platform is now almost $100 billion industry. $100 billion. All it tells you, Bill, which you have been saying and we have been saying in your posts, I see that you mention all the time, that is the changing nature of work. More proportion of flexible, contingent, on-demand workers is increasing quickly. The future workforce composition we have been describing is a small group of regular, full-time, regular employees, and the rest, 80%, 70%, will be on-demand flexible workers.
Yeah. I see I've had several conversations with business owners and top managers about our book and about the new world of work. And they're sitting there nodding their head. Yeah, Bill, you're right. I need to go to more gig workers. I need to do all this stuff. Our turnover is horrible. How do we do this? And the answer is the human cloud, right? So one of the biggest hangups that companies have is if I'm going to hire a gig worker and then they're only here for a few weeks and then they go away, I'm going to have a labor shortage. And every time that I hire someone, I got to spend a ton of money and training. I got to bring them on board, and it's just so much expense. How do I do that with a gig worker? And the answer is the human cloud.
Human cloud platforms.
Yep.
Remember, they are platforms. They are, what do you call it, data integrated platforms that manage the entire human resource management process, you know, from hiring, We have developed a model, which we have shown in the book, the human asset lifecycle model, where the processes, we build the HR department around the core processes of HR, talent acquisition, talent motivation, talent maintenance, talent development, and talent redevelopment. This is the core strategic HR process. So the human cloud is managing each elements of this process for gig workers.
I mentioned at the top of the webcast that we're available for coaching. And there are several ways we can do that. One of the things that we're on, practicing what we preach, we are available as a consultant through Gerson Lehman. Describe that, Dr. Bob, what that looks like.
That's another human cloud platform. That is a platform that looks for consultants, advisors. I've been hired by them. I'm an executive compensation specialist. So some client wants to talk to a specialist for 2 hours about how to create an executive compensation bonus for their executive staff. So they will engage me through that platform, Gerson Lehman platform. They'll hire me through that platform because I am sitting in that platform's talent base, okay? Talent records. And they do the search, automatic search. Oh, this guy's expert. He wrote a book. So let's try to see whether he's interested in a gig. They then send me an email saying, are you interested in this gig? And the gig, they want specialists to talk about a specialist. They want to talk to a specialist who knows about how to develop executive compensation in the food industry or whatever, let's say. Then the Gerson Lehman analysts, they see there's a match with my record, which is sitting on their platform, my bio, which is sitting on their platform. They call me up, email me, and see whether I'm interested. If I'm interested, they will link me in with their client. Will do a preliminary discussion with me. If they like me, they will engage me for further advice, ongoing advice for a short period of time, a month or so. And if they want me to develop, then they'll sign me up as a project consultant for 6 months or whatever to develop that executive compensation program. But remember, Gerson Lehman is taking care of all the HR. They took care of placing me in that gig. They also will take care of payment processing, etc., payroll taxes, with their withholding payroll taxes. Okay.
One of the things that I like about the human cloud platform is, so for a business, you know, from our chapter, you will get that basically you submit the project to the platform, and then the platform will break it up into pieces, and then the workers will work on those individual tasks. And then the platform will also then put all those tasks back together into the completed project. So they find the right specialists for the right task and then deliver a finished project.
That, when I read that part that Dr. Bob wrote, I remembered back in, was it World War II, where the government would be making planes, but if you could be the person working on the wing, but you didn't know what plane you were making, right? We're concerned about spies and all these things. So here in Bakersfield, we'd be making the wings, and then the Santa Clarita or Burbank, they'd be making the tails. They'd make the engine somewhere else. And so we all didn't know what we were working on. We just knew we're helping the effort, right? And then somebody somewhere put all of the plane together. So that's what I was reminded of when I saw
it's the assembly line of people. Working on projects.
Guys, the future is wild, and the wild future is here. Recently, I bought a shelf, I bought a shelf from IKEA, but the shelf comes unassembled. And the shelf comes unassembled, right?
Right. You get a box of parts IKEA gives you, and they expect...
IKEA website. They now are connected to a human cloud platform. Okay? It's called TaskRabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In the TaskRabbit, there are people, gigged people, who have signed up in TaskRabbit to complete these tasks, a specific task, which is assembling that shelf. They are not connected with IKEA. They are engaged by the platform, TaskRabbit.
Yep.
And the lady comes to the house and fixes the shelf. Then along with that, I tell her to do another task. She does it. She sets her wages. She sets her when she wants to work, how much she wants to work for. She tells all of that to the to the cloud platform, in this case, TaskRabbit platform. Hmm? And she works when she wants to work.
And I would imagine she has a rating too, right? She gets rated on whether she did a good job or not. So exactly. You could choose the quality of your worker.
She immediately sends an email to the TaskRabbit platform asking for feedback for her, from her. And if she gets continuously 5, she'll get more tasks. She tells me she makes a sufficient and a very pretty and a sufficient living wage from what doing tasks here and there. That is the future of work, guys. And that is what our book is all about.
Yeah.
People in the digital age.
What I love about that too, you mentioned again the core unit of people in this these other gig workers. When these gig workers handle those all those other tasks, we can super invest in our regular employees. And that's the part that I get really excited about. I understand the gig workers get the work done, right? That's a key component for any business, get the work done. But you have very valuable people in your organization that you don't want to lose, and they don't want to go anywhere. And so instead of, you know, killing your top leaders, your stars, with overworking them and giving them things that anybody else could do, but because that turnover in those tasks are so high, you just burn out this star employee that was willing to, you know, dedicate their whole life to your organization. They're tied into the passion and the mission, and you know, they understand the vision. When you have the human cloud as a solution, you get to offload some of that those tasks that full-time employee just gets burnt out by, and you can super invest in that regular employee.
Bill, let's be very clear. What is happening here is, in the new world of work, people in this digital age, most of our organizations are becoming process efficient. Okay, they look at their core processes and their sub processes, and they look for maximum productivity gain. Okay, mm-hmm. Efficient. That is business process reengineering. In the HR function, business process reengineering, strategic HR introduces process engineering to HR. So there are HR processes, okay? In my analysis and research and consulting work, I have determined there are really three core processes in HR. One is program development, which is new training program, new compensation program, new whatever. Okay? New program. Or readjustment of the existing program. Okay? Third competency is administration. Processing records and HR data. Okay? Transactional data. And the third component is what I call internal consulting. This is where your specialist is required. Mm-hmm. So future HR departments ideally should have a small group of high-level people consultants, okay, that can work with managers and executives to solve ongoing people issues, okay, strategically. Program development can be sent out to the Gears and Lehman, etc., okay, gigs, because those are one-time development projects, okay? Develop a training program for engineers, one time. You develop, you implement, leave, okay? Administration, completely automated, because the word for it, where you use robots and things like that.
Automation.
Process ongoing, procedural work, okay? Mm-hmm. When you look at it from a process efficiency point of view, is naturally flowing, coming out. Is naturally coming out that we need to introduce human cloud platforms. Okay, it's not, we don't need all our employees to be full time to do specific tasks.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I agree. I think there is, it's hard to think that HR could be automated, right? But there are pieces of HR that can be automated. And I think the danger, right? The challenge is that we don't want to automate the human element.
That's why when you look at it from a process point of view, which our model, human asset lifecycle model, does. I presented another third model, program development, what I call internal consulting. In the past, it was called employee relations or general HR generalist work. And the third element is administration. Clearly, administration can be outsourced to be more efficient and cost effective. Program development can be sent off to the Gears and Lehman's. Expert databases, people can be, a training specialist can, you can hire for 3 months and get the new training program, okay? You don't need to hire that person on a regular full-time basis. The central core is the one you're talking about.
Yes.
They will be the human conduit, okay? They will be very high knowledgeable HR generalists, okay? Who can introduce the human side of the enterprise, mm-hmm. bring the people side of the thing, and work with managers and general managers or executive management on bringing the human side of the enterprise into the equation. So this process model, which we are encouraging in our book, is the way to go, and this is the way it is going. Let's put it this way.
Oh, yeah, so it's going to work this way.
It's nothing new. We are just bringing this discipline to the HR departments.
Right? Yeah, I'm looking forward to, and they somewhat exist in companies now, that person within the HR department that is, I think the way some people would feel is corralling the contract workers, right? Corralling the gig workers. I know when I started at the Bakersfield campus here with DeVry University, we had all these part-time professors, and you had to organize these highly intelligent people to do gig type tasks. They were going to teach one class for 8 weeks. They're going to be there one night a week. And the person that was my boss, she was the dean of academics, we would talk often about how managing part-time professors is like herding cats. So I think some people would imagine what we're talking about, this core group of employees surrounded by these gig workers that are transitory, I guess would be a way to put it. But there's going to be on demand, right? Yeah. So they're going to have to be, there's going to be these HR people that are very good at that and thrive at doing that. Whereas juxtaposition that with the HR person that is frustrated with the cost of hiring, the frustrated by the turnover, trying to do employee engagement surveys to keep people around because they keep quitting. A topic that was brought up by one of our people on social media commenting, there's even employees that quit and stay. And so all this frustration with personnel management, for the term you used, a lot of that is solved by somebody, a human being, a people leader in the organization, really thriving in leading the gig workers.
I think we described it sufficiently, right?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, what's interesting is we wait till chapter 13 to go, you know, kind of a magician and say, here's the answer, right? It's still developing. I think with the way we described it, people can understand it. But if you don't understand, if you don't use this now at your job, just know it's happening. It's the way things are going to be. It's definitely worth investing. And better yet, it is a positive improvement in employee relations.
In any transformation, you begin with the end in mind. You set up Dr. David Ulrich, who's the number one thought leader in HR management in the world today. He talks about a strategic HR. And in my classes, I also talk about that because the HR function needs to move to be a strategic function, not an administrative process function, not a back office function. The way you move strategically, you have this core group of people specialists, highly qualified people specialists, who can work with the management team, executives, general managers, middle management, first level managers, and figure out the challenges of HR, people management within their organizations, and create solutions. They become strategic advisors. I call them internal consultant. My former boss, Dr. Tony Tesk, who sadly passed away, was a proponent of this type of philosophy, internal consulting. He had developed various training programs to train HR people to become internal consultants, strategic business partners. So both Dr. David Ulrich, Dr. Tony Tasca, all of these thought leaders in HR have been talking about this change paradigm, which is what we are talking about in the book. Okay? So the first step in adopting or embracing the change is to understand this, the knowledge foundation of that change model, which we produce in our book, and then take that knowledge and try to convert it into practice in your organizations. That is where our book fits. We are laying out in our book the foundational knowledge for the change HR model.
Yeah, imagine organizations where everybody coming to work wants to come to work and is loving coming to work. That's the goal, right? We don't need all these administrative things that just bog down people, that demotivate them. And so these people specialists you're talking about can zero in on leading and motivating and these types of functions. And so now even the gig workers that show up to work want to work and they're enjoying it. They may even be your next full-time employees.
Thought that came to my mind right away. The human cloud platform, you can go to an existing platform and contract with them to manage your contingent workers, okay? Like Upwork and all these platforms. You can go there. But you can also build your human cloud platform as an HRIS application for in-house development. In other words, you can have, our university has it. They have taken a cloud platform, an aggregation platform like Okta, and they have put chiclets or specific applications onto that dashboard. So our university has an internal human cloud platform where we can go and look up our benefits. We can look up, we faculty members can look up our benefits. We can look up our payroll data. We can change payroll, whatever. Using self-service, we can change this. Our investments in 401k, which has become 201k now, by the way. Okay. You can change that. We can do, we have another, they have built a talent management application onto that Okta platform now, where it's called Faculty Success. These are third-party software that the university has aggregated onto a human cloud platform. In our university, it's not just human cloud, not human resource chiclets or applications, but other applications also. But our university has developed a cloud platform using that platform software, off-the-shelf software called Okta, which is a systems aggregator, okay? Taking different applications, merging them, putting them on the same dashboard platform so that people have one-stop shopping, access everything they need data-wise and administration-wise, all on one platform. That is in a sense. And this is happening. We're not creating something new. It's really happening all over, okay? In all application, functional applications. But the ultimate systems integration project is taking all different functional processes and automating them and then residing, make them reside on a common platform.
Yeah, I think the key to everything you just said was that it is called the human cloud platform, not the HR cloud platform, right? It is putting humans at the center of it, but giving them connectivity. So I wanted to thank you guys all again for joining us. Again, our website is newworldpeoplespecialist.com. Join us, connect with us there, continue to subscribe, and look out for the book. We'll have the information on our website as well. So thank you again, Dr. Bob, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.